हरे कृष्णा। भक्ति इज बियॉन्ड फेमिनिज्म एंड बियॉन्ड मेल शोवनिज्म टू। व्हेन वी स्टार्ट प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति, वी ऑफन कम फ्रॉम सर्टन बैकग्राउंड्स, वी हैव बीन एक्सपोज टू सर्टन थॉट प्रोसेसेस और वी हैव बीन हैविंग सर्टन एटीट्यूड्स विच प्रीडिस्पोज अस टूवर्ड्स थिंकिंग विद इन भक्ति ऑल्सो इन सर्टन डायरेक्शंस। So today, for example, there is aggressive feminism, which wants to make women equal in all respects to men. And in conservative societies, there is a backlash wherein the men blame women for various evils plaguing modern and postmodern society. They say that the juvenile delinquency, the rupture of marriages, the neglect of children, all this happens because women neglect their womanly roles, and that's why they strongly criticize the feminist movement. Now, feminists, they hit back and they say that actually the men have also exploited women for so long. Women have been discriminated, and they point to instances of domestic violence, bridal torture, dowry demands, and in case some case tragic cases, bridal burnings, all as instances of male exploitation. And if they say that if the clock were turned back now, then women would be exploited once again, and they want to protect their rights. Now, within devotional circles also sometimes this debate can come up, where both groups may point to the other as the cause of problems. But the problem, however, is not feminism, nor is it male chauvinism. The problem is lack of spiritual consciousness. The Bhagavad Gita tells us in 15.7, Mamaivam shoji valoke jiva bhuta sanatana manah shasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshate Mamaivam shoji valoke. We are the parts of Krishna eternally. Jiva bhuta sanatana eternally. Manah shasthani indriyani. That manah shasthani, the mind and the senses together, six of them, prakriti sthani karshati, they make us struggle and suffer in material nature. Yeah. So the problem often is that if we are not God conscious, then our mind and senses bring us under their spell. And then they make us suffer, and they make us act in ways that cause suffering to others. And this applies to men as well as to women. So the problem is not feminism, the problem is not male chauvinism, the problem is lack of God consciousness. And when we become God conscious, we will ourselves be guided from within about how best we can fit in today's society and how best we can function in today's society. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 10.10, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. That I'll give you the intelligence by which you can come to me. So rather than getting caught in either side of the gender divide, you know, whether feminism or male chauvinism or whatever else, we can focus on the unifying principle, the unifying and harmonizing principle of trying to cultivate devotion to Krishna and trying to serve him. And when that mood of service is cultivated, we will all get the intelligence of how we can best serve in today's world. We cannot turn back the clock in terms of going back to 15th century Indian society or 5,000 years ago Indian society or wherever else. We can focus on living in today's world in a way that can help us to live according to timeless principles of bhakti and ultimately attain the supreme spiritual world of Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.